you aren't sure of the distance. You ask somebody how
far is it to the next town?
Okay. If you were pointing out something nearby, you say, hey.
No. Did you see the rock over there?
Okay. If you're calling attention, somebody's attention to something, how would you do it?
Say,
well, like something, if there was an axe now on the street and I was looking the other way and you grabbed me, what would you say to get my
attention? Hey, look what's going on out here.
Okay.
If
you don't know how many times, you say, how blank do you go to town?
How many times a day do you go to town?
Okay. You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. And you say,
well, I'm going to use my own judgment.
Okay, but you might say, blank am I.
I'm not going to vote for him, are you?
No, ma'am, if I said to you, I'm not going to vote for him, and you agree with my opinion, you'd say, blank am I.
Or do you think I should?
No, ma'am, you might say, me, meaning you're not going to vote for him either.
You say you are not going to vote for him, and I would say me neither.
Okay. Which seems most natural, neither am I or me neither?
Well, neither am I would sound better, a lot of people would say me neither.
Mm-hmm. The part of your head up here, what do you call that?
Forehead.
Okay. You go to the barber to have your
hair cut.
Okay. And if I had hair all over my face, it would be colored.
Would you get a shave?
Okay, but how would the hair itself be?
Your beard.
Okay. This is on a particular, on one side of my head.
Ears?
I know, but what's this one called? This one in particular.
Oh, the left ear?
Okay, and the other one.
The right ear.
Alrighty. If someone's mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
Alrighty. What's this called right here?
Your neck.
Okay.
Or your throat.
Right here. Alrighty. Have you ever heard the word goozle?
Mm-hmm. What's
that indicate?
You goozle. It's like the esophagus that goes down there. You goozle. It would be where you swallowed. You'd say, I got strangled in my goozle.
Okay. You go to the dentist to have him look at your
tooth.
Okay, but what would just one be called?
A tooth.
Okay. What's the flesh around the tooth?
The gums.
Okay. You could say, what's this called, this area?
The palm of your hand.
Alrighty. What about this?
Your fist.
Alright, what about two of them?
Your fist.
Okay.
With an S on it.
What about, let's see, your wrist is one, your elbow is one, and your knee is one, and your
joint
is one. Okay. What would just one be?
A joint.
Okay. What about right here?
A chest.
Part of a man, alright? What's this called?
Your fingers, or your hand.
Alright, what would two of them be called?
Hands.
Alrighty. What about from here to the bottom of
your leg.
Okay, what about this?
Your ankle.
Okay, the whole thing.